This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. This is the final day of campaigning. Final day. Before the voting concludes in the 2008 Democratic presidential primaries. The process began 6 months ago in Iowa. Democrats Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have drawn out record numbers of voters and raised record sums of money. And while Obama has maintained a steady lead in delegates since last February, there are signs from Senator Clinton that she's nowhere near giving up her bid. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the busy campaign weekend.
Sunday was another day, another primary. This one, Puerto Rico, where residents are not allowed to vote in the November election, but where they do get to weigh in on the Democratic nominee. The winner was as polls had predicted.
I have four words for you. Te quiero, Puerto Rico.
Clinton won a solid majority of the 55 delegates that were at stake, but she also used her victory speech to state that counting Puerto Rico and the disputed Michigan and Florida contests, that she has now won more votes in primaries than Barack Obama. And despite still trailing in the delegate race, Clinton almost seemed to be claiming the nomination yesterday.
We are winning the popular vote. Now there can be no doubt. The people have spoken, and you have chosen your candidate. And it's important where we have won. We are winning these votes in swing states and among the very swing voters that Democrats must win to take back the White House.
At that very hour, Senator Obama was in a very different place. He was in Mitchell, South Dakota, in an iconic building where giant murals made of real corn decorate the exterior walls.
What a beautiful day to be at the Corn Palace.
Obama, who inched closer to the nomination, even in a loss, said he'd just called and congratulated Senator Clinton on Puerto Rico.
I know that there are a lot of Democrats who've been concerned about whether or not the party's going to be able to come together after this long contest, and whether Clinton supporters will support Obama, and whether Obama supporters will support Clinton's. Listen, first of all, Senator Clinton is an outstanding public servant. She has worked tirelessly in this campaign. She has been a great senator for the state of New York, and she is going to be a great asset when we go into November to make sure that we defeat the Republicans. That I can promise you.
But despite Obama looking ahead to a unified party, there was still plenty of rancor from the Clinton campaign, which has trailed in the delegate race for months now. And with time running out, Obama continues to attract more late-deciding superdelegates than Clinton. Saturday's decision by the Democratic Party's Rules and Bylaws Committee to seat delegates from Michigan and Florida triggered a new round of anger from Clinton supporters. Most controversial is the Michigan Compromise, which has Obama getting nearly half the delegates, though he'd removed his name from the Michigan ballot when the National Party said the primary would not count. Top Clinton campaign advisor Harold Ickes was on CNN yesterday.
They hijacked, they just plain reached in and grabbed four delegates from Hillary. It's unheard of and unprecedented in this party. To take delegates from a candidate and give them to another candidate is quite incredible.
On Fox News yesterday, former Congressman David Bonnier appeared on behalf of Obama. He disputed the notion that Clinton now holds the popular vote lead.
You have a number of caucuses where they didn't count the actual number of people who showed up at the caucus. So if you add those numbers in, we believe that we still have the lead on the popular vote.
And Bonnier notes that the rules of the party say that you win the nomination by amassing delegates. On Saturday night, Obama was asked if he will declare victory overall tomorrow. His campaign says he needs fewer than 50 more delegates. Obama says if they go over the top, he'll announce it.
I think even if we don't, this is the end of the primary season. And I think it's very important for us to pivot and focus on the clear contrast that's going to exist between Democrats and Republicans in this election.
But how and when this marathon battle for the nomination finally concludes could have a major impact on whether Democrats are able to solely focus anytime soon on beating Republican John McCain. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.